Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
I think another thing that has helped us is to keep saying that we will find a new normal. And I think the worst thing that we can try to do is to try to swim back upstream. Almost like, let's return to how things were. Let's go back to before the transition. I think that's a terrible perspective. I think what we have to accept is, one, things have changed. It's going to be different. But what's the new normal going to be like? You know, what is our family going to be like now? We're down to, you know, the four of us, where we started at six, and then now Murphy's leaving, and now we're back to four. And so I don't ever try to think about rebuilding. I love to think about the idea that, you know, there's, what's that verse in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old is gone and the new is here. It's new. And our marriage will forever be changed. Maybe a small change, maybe a monumental change. And yet how, you know, we can start brainstorming, what are some of the positive, what's the new opportunity here? You know, the fact that Murphy is gone, or Taylor's going to be getting married, or my dad's gone, like what's good about this season? And we've also had those conversations of going, hey, you know what, as we go through this change, here's what that's going to mean. And hey, look at this. And you know, this is going to be different, but that's a good thing. So fight for a new normal.
Mm, good word. We've got just about a minute and a half, couple minutes left before we get ready to wrap and pray. But speak to the point of taking care of yourself. Again, I can see where you neglect relationship and transition because you get through the moment mindset. And I think that's always a mistake. You know, we'll put everything that's important on the wayside because we got to get through this thing. I just always think that's a mistake. But the other big mistake is neglecting personal care. So say a word about that.
Yeah, I love the statement, you can't give what you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be able to, as I go through this, I want to be full of God's love. I want to have what I need versus, you know, it's easy for me to go into the isolation mode, shutting down, going down into our basement, turning on the TV with a big honking bag of chips, you know, and fighting to not get up in the morning. I love, I'll get up real early, I'll exercise. But you know what? As we go through transition, we might launch into some depression and just not want to do the things that normally helped us to not just to stay healthy and fit, but actually, you know, keeps us out of depression. And so I make myself get up in the morning, even though I'm tired or I don't want to, knowing that the endorphins that are released and just the you know, getting on the treadmill and what that does to me, it gives me then more to be able to get out to my family.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.